check this out.
Okay.
My grandma's coming to town.
Yeah. Awesome.
I haven't seen an old person up close for a while now, so I'm afraid how I might react.
Exciting. What are you guys going to do? Go shopping?
I don't know yet.
Knit?
You got any suggestions?
Oh, what can you do with grandmas?
See? You can't, like, play tackle football or anything, really.
Maybe you can bake or something?
I don't like that.
You don't like baking?
No. I just want to eat the stuff.
What if you just have to, like, ice the cookies or something, or sprinkle them or something like that?
I could do that.
I was going to say, if you couldn't do that, you're being kind of greedy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, heart attack. Okay.
Just saying the word iced cookies gives you a heart attack?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry to hear that.
That is weird. Yeah, you get a sudden pain in your chest right when you hear that.
Hmm. Oh, chili. Oh, I just crapped myself. See?
Yeah.
That'd be worse.
Well, yeah, that would be... Well, I don't know. Crapping yourself is more embarrassing than having a heart attack. But
it's less deadly.
Yeah, less deadly. You know, it may seem more inconvenient up front because you have to do more of the work with the cleanup and whatnot than you would if you had a heart attack, but...
Whereas in a heart attack, you're unconscious.
Yeah.
But when you poop your pants, you're fully aware of everything.
The mudslide going down your leg.
Yeah. Wow, that was an odd conversation.
Yeah.
Went from grandma to diarrhea fun.
That's why I like them.
Did I mention my grandma's really old and she probably poops her pants all the time?
Does she wear diapers?
I hope not. If so, I don't want to know about it.
Well, I think it's more the immobile. I mean, does she walk still or use a walker or anything like that?
No.
She's upstanding and walks around and all that stuff. She's fully mobile.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have to be kind of, I don't know, like bedridden before you crap yourself. Isn't that right?
I don't know. That sounds about right, though.
See? Oh, man.
Unless, of course, they were looking for John Stamos.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm surprised that they didn't have a John Stossel search result on there anywhere.
I guess people aren't searching for Stossel like they did in the 90s.
They already know where to find him now.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got their John Stossel websites bookmarked.
Now that he finally took over for Hugh Downs, you know. They're like, yeah, we know. We know where he is. Did you watch the Matt Lauer, Larry Craig thing last night?
No, what was that on?
NBC.
Never heard of it.
No, it's Seinfeld used to be on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was interesting.
No, didn't see it.
No. He was like, are you sure maybe you're not just like bisexual instead of gay?
Matt Lauer said that?
Yeah, yeah. What, are you saying because... What, were there rumors for a while that Matt Lauer was gay or something?
I don't know. You know what I always found weird about Matt Lauer?
What's that?
The man is like 45 years old and he's had the same haircut that I had when I was 3 for the last 15 years.
That's because he was like going bald and stuff, right?
I don't know.
Well, no, I don't know if that's right because like... I guess he does. His haircut never really changed. He's had two hairstyles. He had the one where, like, it was kind of like the flowing hair before, and then he started going bald, and so he's like, I'm going to cut it short now.
See if anyone notices.
Yeah, see if Meredith Vieira calls me out on it.
It's like, well, as long as I'm sitting next to Al Roker for 2.5 hours a day, nobody's going to care.
And that's true. He's kind of distracting, isn't he? But then Al Roker lost all that, all the weight.
Yeah.
Right? Which didn't make him any less appealing to stare at, but, you know.
That's true.
He wasn't as big. He didn't take as much screen real estate afterward.
He focused one eye on Roker and the other one on Lauer's head.
Yeah.
It was like, whoa, check that out.
Mm-hmm. See?
Who needs meth anymore when I got this?
Yeah.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm sure many a meth head is engrossed with the Today Show, right?
Awake at that time, yeah.
Let's watch Today. They're going to tell me how to organize my kitchen.
Let's see what that scary fat white man's going to tell us is going to happen in our neck of the woods.
Oh. So what's new, man? How you been?
Yeah. Hanging in.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's raining. It always rains when I don't have to work.
Oh, it's raining here, too. Which means you're probably in for more rain eventually, if it keeps on going that direction.
Oh, crap.
I know.
That means it's probably going to rain on Halloween, too.
Doesn't always rain on Halloween?
Yes.
Or I remember being a kid, it was... it seemed like every Halloween, it was it would be warm leading up to Halloween, then Halloween day...
It would just get shitty.
Yeah, freezing rain, you know? Government.
My government!
Yeah, I've been really getting down on the government lately, man.
I just pretend like it doesn't exist.
I've been spending too much time online, and now I'm getting all the government, you know? I think it's the closest I've been to becoming one of those people that talks about the government all the time, you know?
What do you mean it talks about the government? Like a political talk show guy or just some freak?
Both. I think, aren't they kind of the same?
Are you going to buy a bunch of guns and move into some hut in the woods or something?
No, nothing that bad.
Oh.
No. Just more of a, I wonder if the government is behind this one. And then I'm like, wait a minute, you're thinking about the government again. TMZ.com. There we go. Much better. No, Britney's vagina's out again.
Oh, no.
Great. Did you see the latest pictures?
Of her vagina?
Yeah.
No, are they good?
I was surfing the web on my phone or whatever, you know? And that's when I found out that there were new pictures. So I saw them on my phone and then forgot to look at them on a regular size screen. So I was like, I can't tell if, you know... Things have kind of cleaned up down there since, or not?
You were trying to remember what it looked like before, so you could compare.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Your mind.
Yeah, that's what they need to do. I mean, if I ran a celebrity website, and I probably should.
Your website would just see how celebrities' vaginas were aging.
Yeah.
Check out this cool new picture of Andy Dick's vagina.
Not necessarily, but if there was a story like Britney, where her vagina comes out multiple times over the course of a year, then yeah, there'd have to be side by side comparison shots, you know?
Right.
It's like, remember, this is what it looked like before. It's not as rotten looking as it was then, you know?
You know, it'd be funny if you did have that website. You could Photoshop the pictures to make it look like they were mug shots and put a little sign below the vagina that has a date and stuff.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't get the profile shot of the vagina. You just get the straight-on look, you know?
Yeah.
And most of the time, you're supposed to have both those.
Hmm.
Otherwise, you can't tell, you know, it's like if a person has a big nose, you can't tell that looking at it straight-on. So if you're looking at... Okay, that's enough of that.